WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here with us on our Monday edition of The Opening Bell. More than 500 companies from across the country, including 26 from Illinois, have been competing in Bentonville to participate in Walmart's Open Call event. It started on June 19th. This is an idea that sort of resembles Shark Tank on television, if you've ever seen that program. These companies get to showcase their products in front of Walmart. Joining us this morning is Ann Hatfield, Director of State and Local Communications at Walmart. Ann, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, we say that this is sort of like Shark Tank, but something tells me it's a little bit more high stakes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Open Call. This is really an exciting event. This is the sixth year we've done it, and we just had it this past week. It was Tuesday and Wednesday, June 18th and June 19th. And really what happens is this is an opportunity for local businesses from around the country to come to Walmart, meet with a buyer, pitch their product, and potentially land a deal right there in the spot. And get their hands or get their product on Walmart store shelves and possibly in the hands of millions of customers around the country.
Give us a sense of what goes on at one of these open calls and a little bit about the competition that is held.
You know, it's really an exciting day. The energy is so exciting. There's just this great energy in the building. I've attended this event for a couple of years now, and you have small business owners from around the country, and they're there. They've got their product. They're so excited to meet with the buyers, and you've just got this great energy going on in the building all day long. And so what happens is the entrepreneurs will apply for the ability to attend. And so there's an initial screening process that happens to make sure that their product meets some of our needs. Then if they pass that screening, then we give them an invitation to attend, and then they are set up with the buyer that is in their category. So this meeting is very important for them. And then the meeting itself is about 30 minutes, and we have, just like you mentioned, more than 500 companies attended this year's event, and that's from 48 states, D.C., Puerto Rico, Canada, Mexico, Australia, all attended this year's event. And so these companies are manufacturing their products in 44 states across the country. And so it is so exciting to meet these innovative entrepreneurs, learn about their U.S.-made products. And for some, they could walk away with a deal that accelerates the growth of their business.
Let's talk a little bit about that part of it. First of all, what kinds of things does Walmart look for? And does that change every year? I'm guessing it probably does. And how do you find, what is it that sets one of these companies apart from, let's say, another one of them?
Well, we're looking for all types of products. We have a lot of food vendors that come and present their products. And, you know, food trends are always changing. So we're always looking for new products. And we know that our customers are interested in U.S.-made products and products that we can source locally. That's important to our customers. So we're always looking for new things. But it will be in food. It'll be in home decor, apparel, hardware, toys, health and beauty aids, sporting goods, you name it. We're looking for things across the board because, as you know, in a Walmart Supercenter and on Walmart.com, we offer so many different products. So we're always looking for new, unique products that we think our customers are going to want.
This year, I understand there were 26 companies, 26 or 27 companies from Illinois. Can you tell us what some of those companies, maybe give us an example of what they were, and did any of them make it into the final round here?
Yeah, Illinois had a great showing this year. We had more than 26 companies from Illinois participating in Open Call. Of those, four companies received an immediate yes. And those are some really cool companies. We've got Divanco Foods, who presented the Billy Goat Burger, and they got a deal right on the spot. Those are frozen patties. We have another company, Collector Mount. This is, it's like a plastic mount where you can mount your comic books or collectibles or CDs, and it looks like it's floating on the wall because the mount itself almost disappears. You don't really see it, and it's adjustable. And so we thought that was a pretty cool product. Another product was the Smart Cart. They're headquartered in Libertyville. And so this is kind of a new take on a wheelbarrow. And just the way it sits, there's places where you can, you know, hold your tools, and the cart itself is, you know, just unique and a new take on the wheelbarrow. And then we have another company, Aya Foods, that makes a spicy fried rice seasoning pack, and that is they're manufactured in North Aurora. And this is just something that we don't have right now, and it's a unique blend of spices for rice or quinoa or, you know, whatever you want to put it in. So these products, as you know, you just heard, really range the gamut, and really a great representation from Illinois this year is really cool.
And for these four companies, well, for all of the companies, their lives are about to change, I'm guessing. What's the next mm-hmm. step for some of these companies? Not only is this a boost for those local communities, but I'm guessing they have to scale up in some sort of way, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So really, this begins the conversation between this company and their buyer. And so at this point, it's not like the products go on the shelves right away. That conversation now begins to make sure that the company is structured and has the infrastructure and the systems and are ready to be able to supply Walmart and make sure that they can, you know, fulfill an order. So what we do right now and over the next few months is we want to make sure these companies succeed. So we're going to help them and, you know, give them advice and work with them on, you know, it could be anything from their packaging, making sure they have the correct systems in place, whatever it is that they need. So we know they're ready and they are confident that they're ready also. And then normally what we do is we start any new product with a test in a certain number of stores. So it's not like they go nationwide right away. We want to make sure that everything is working. We may start them in a couple dozen or 50 stores or 100 stores to start, and our buyers will know which stores across the country makes the most sense for what our customers like. And then from there, we'll determine what is the best rate of growth and grow from there, be it another 100 stores or whatever that growth rate will be. And as the sales are coming in and everything is working, then we will grow at a smart rate, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. You know, I guess we could have a bigger conversation, too, about the job creation and commitment to U.S. Mm-hmm. manufacturing that is going on here. But it seems like this is really sort of a grassroots way of doing both of those things for Walmart.
Yeah, it really is. You know, at Walmart, we believe in supporting American products and American jobs. It just makes sense for our customers, our community, our company. And we're really leading the way. We've committed $250 billion in products that are made, sourced, or grown in the United States by 2023. We made this commitment back in 2013, and we said over the course of 10 years, we will purchase an additional $250 billion of products that are made, sourced, or grown in the U.S. And so this open call event is one piece of that commitment, and it really underscores this commitment and helps us make a difference on an issue that our customers care about.
Well, Ann, we appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing this with us, and congratulations to all these companies that we'll hopefully soon be seeing in Walmart.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really excited to support Illinois businesses.
Ann Hatfield, the Director of State and Local Communications at Walmart.